Anyway, I hope you both understand.
Of course we understand, Jennifer.
Aye, love, if that's what you want, then that's how it should be.
Oh, thank you, Randall.
And of course we'll be delighted to look after the children.
It'll only be for about 5 minutes. These register office ceremonies are over before you can say, I do.
Well, I hope I managed to get that bit out, at least.
We went to a wedding at the Borchester register office a few years ago. It was very nice, and not at all rushed.
And it was a fair bit warmer than our church.
Dan.
Oh, central heating has a great bearing on a marriage, Doris.
At the end of May?
Oh, we're more concerned with size than warmth, Grandad. We want to limit the numbers there.
You've certainly done that. With only Pat and Tony, Chris and Paul and your mother going...
Can't you find room for Brian?
Only just...
Oh, there is one thing.
Yes, Gran?
Your wedding present.
Now, I told you, we don't want you to...
Oh, yes, you do, and it's something you'll find very useful in your kitchen at Home Farm. The question is, when shall we give it to you?
It's very naughty of you.
I'm not the only one. Whatever you say about a quiet wedding, people will shower you with gifts.
Well, actually, they'll all be gratefully accepted. Brian and I will call round on Friday, if that's all right.
Good. Is he going to have any celebrations beforehand?
Stag party, you mean?
Yeah.
Oh, yes, of a sort. Phil and Tony, one or two others, are taking him out on Wednesday night.
As long as they bring him back in one piece.
Oh, he's old enough to look after himself.